Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
Well, hello and happy weekend to you. Welcome to another Focus on Community. I'm Frank Rush. Good to have you along. And joining us this weekend, somebody that we hear from quite a bit around here, but that's okay because he's got lots of info that's going to save you some money. Tim Maniscalco from the Better Business Bureau of Indiana is with us. How you doing, Tim?
Fantastic. How about yourself, Frank?
Not too bad. How's things going? Your office, of course, based in Indianapolis. Are you guys, well, you've never really taken off work, but you just haven't been going into work. So how's things going for you guys?
Well, we're busy as ever. Like you say, we aren't in the office, but we are doing it remotely, and we're quite busy these days. Let's just put it that way.
Are you thinking maybe you don't ever want to go back to work? You just want to do this from your living room from now on?
Well, you know, it has been convenient, and we have learned that there are jobs that you can do remotely, which really kind of opens up, you know, who we can hire. We can hire people that don't necessarily have to be in the office and can be really anywhere in the country. So that was one of the good things that happened.
Yeah, it's allowing a lot of folks to have more of a job opportunity in places they maybe never have thought of before because they don't actually have to go there and do it from there, wherever there may be.
Yeah, well, we actually have two employees. One is in South Carolina, and the other one is in Texas, doing great. So you're exactly right. Technology allows that to happen, and it's worked out well for us. They're great employees.
And, of course, as you guys continue to go on and keep right on working, there's lots of scams out there to tell folks about, and COVID-19 has certainly increased the number of scams that are out there, right?
Yeah, COVID really changed the scam world. It changed our habits, and consequently, the scammers picked up on that, and they changed the way they're doing some of the scams and really ramped up some scams that are taking advantage of, you know, kind of how we live our lives and how we go about doing things nowadays.
I would imagine that most scams have all been done before. What they're doing now is just tweaking the same old things that have always kind of worked, right?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of just a different MO on a similar sort of situation. They might use a little bit different technology, might use a little bit different way of getting about it. But yeah, they can kind of fall into, you know, several different categories. It's just reinventing the wheel. And let me tell you, they're good at it.
Well, I know that you guys, of course, have the Better Business Bureau or the BBB Scam Tracker, and you guys really pay close attention to all the scams that are going on and really track these things and come up with a lot of information that folks may not be all that knowledgeable of.
Yeah, what we do each year, we take all of the scams that are reported on our Scam Tracker. And for those of you that don't know what Scam Tracker is, if you go to bbbscamtracker.org, what will happen is you'll see a map of the United States, and then you can hone right into, let's say, West Central Indiana and see scams that have been reported by consumers. It's a great way to keep informed. It's a great way to tell others about scams that you've been involved in. And what we do each year is we take all of that information all across the country, compile it, and then look at different trends, look at what the top scams are. See what people are falling for. We even look at different demographics, you know, male versus female, older versus younger people, all types of things. So it's a great report out there. And really what we found this year is, like I said before, COVID really changed the landscape on the types of scams that we fall for and really the prevalence of scams out there, particularly on these online purchase sites. That really ramped up this year. And the reason for that is that we spend now a lot more time online. We do a lot more shopping online. Just think about, Christmas shopping this year. A lot of people never even went to the store. They did everything online. Scammers know that. And what they did is they started to either create new online stores or online websites where you can shop, or they will imitate a brand out there. Let's say it's, you know, you take your favorite store, they might take Target, or they might take an online shopper like Amazon or somebody like that, recreate a website and offer you goods. Two things can happen to you when you go to those kind of websites and start buying things. Number one, spend your money and the item will never arrive. Or number two, it's going to be of such poor quality that you aren't going to be satisfied with it. A lot of times they will offer electronic goods or maybe luxury items like a Louis Vuitton purse or some sort of luxury apparel. And it's just not going to be the quality that, you know, you get, and they're going to offer it to you at these incredible prices. So that was the big change that we saw this year with Scam Tracker, COVID, and the fact that we're shopping more online.
And once you actually are taken advantage of, something you need to remember, and that is that these online stores, don't think you're going to go back and get them because they don't usually tend to last very long, do they? They kind of tend to go poof and go away. What we used to call fly-by-night operations, they really are on the web now.
Yeah, those websites, they're here today, gone tomorrow. And what those people will do is, you know, they'll have it up for a while. Maybe they'll get shut down or the word will get out about it. Well, they'll just create another website, you know, 10 minutes later. So it's no big deal for them to come in and out, so to speak. Number two, most of these websites originate outside the country. So when you do pay your money, that money is quickly outside the country, and there is essentially no way for law enforcement to get it back. So, yeah, they're fly-by-night, and when you do give them money, it's outside the country.
One of the interesting things, too, that I know that you guys found out when you took a look at Scam Tracker was the fact that the group most taken advantage of by these scams, it's not who you think it would be, because when you think, you know, you think usually the kids are the ones that are going to be the most technologically smart, but it doesn't mean they're the most smart when it comes to how they handle their money.
Yeah, no, you're right. We saw that a lot of older people, you know, really got taken advantage of with a lot of these scams. And some of that is, you know, older people tend to have more money so that they get taken advantage of more often. But really, everybody is vulnerable to these scams. But yeah, we saw more older people getting taken advantage of.
Yeah, and the 18 to 24-year-olds, though, were the ones that also got hammered pretty hard, too, by this, right?
Yeah, the interesting thing is typically the older people get scammed for more money. But this year, it was kind of interesting. The 18 to 24-year-olds were the same as the 65-year-olds. And then those kind of in the middle, you know, the kind of the 30, 40, 50-year-olds, they were really, I mean, they got scammed, but not at the same rate. So, yeah, that was the first time that we saw the 18 to 24-year-olds really get hit as far as their average loss. It was the same as the older people, the over 60 crowd.
And see, that middle group is the one that I fit into. And you know why we didn't get taken advantage of very often? It's because I think a lot of people are like me. I don't trust anybody. You know, just don't.
and you know, it's kind of interesting. We're not exactly certain why that younger group, their average loss rose so much, but it did. So it's kind of an interesting phenomenon that's happened out there. I don't know. Maybe they just decided, hey, we're not going to go to the store and we're going to shop a heck of a lot more online. It's kind of one of those things that we can't explain other than that's what the numbers show.
Maybe and I don't know, this is just my own guessing game here. Maybe it's because they don't put the same value on money that we do, because they're so used to not actually holding cash in their hands anymore and, you know, actually having money to hold. They don't really get what it is that's, you know what I'm getting at?
Yeah, I hear you. It's a little bit different than if you actually had a $100 bill that you lost or somebody stole out of your pocket, I think is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. Because when it's on paper, it's just a statement on your computer screen. You know, it's not real money yet. So,
yeah.
Oh, well. Hey, another big scam alert for you guys. Car wrap scams. What? What's this all about?
Yeah, if you've ever seen cars and they will be wrapped and they'll be advertising some sort of product, a lot of times they'll be advertising these energy drinks or even sometimes alcoholic beverages, that type of thing. Well, here's how this whole thing works. If you get a call or some sort of solicitation from someone that says, hey, you can earn some extra money. All you got to do is wrap your car, drive it around, and we'll pay you some money each week to do that. Here's how this deal works. What they're going to do is they're going to say, okay, we'll go ahead and wrap your car. Here's what we'll do. We'll send you some money up front to get your car wrapped, and then you have to contact this particular car wrap company and pay them the money to get your car wrapped. So all of a sudden a check comes in the mail, and it looks legitimate. You take that check, and put it in your checking account. Then you contact this company that they've recommended that you should get your car wrapped, and you send them some money, typically through one of these virtual vendor sorts of things like Venmo or Cash App, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, okay, we'll be out to your house in a couple of days, and we'll wrap your car. Well, here's what happens. Number one, they never come out to wrap your car. Number two, that check that the company that you're supposed to be advertising for, that they sent you, that's a bad check. And in about a week or two, the bank is going to figure that out and come back and say, hey, that money isn't any good. And number three, you just gave a supposed car wrap company, which really wasn't a car wrap company, some of your money. So it's a way to obviously make you think that you're going to make some extra money, and all they've done there is steal several hundred or maybe a couple thousand dollars from you.
And really, do you really want your car to look like a Red Bull ad or something going down the road? I mean, I wouldn't, but, you know.
Well, you know, some people might be proud of that. You never
well,
know.
Well, maybe. But let's face it, if it's really legit on the up and up, you're not going to have to spend any money. They'll tell you where to go. You show up, and it's already taken care of. You don't have to spend any money to get it done. They've already taken care of that if it's on the up and up and legit.
That's right. Yeah, if it's a legit deal, they're going to have it already prearranged with the company that's going to wrap. You know, you're just going to take your car in there, they're going to wrap it, and then you'll contract with the company to, you know, drive the car around. But you're right, there's no money up front out of you. What they want is they just want the use of your car if it's a legitimate deal.
Another thing that's out there right now too is the Postal Service and the job placement services. Turns out that some of these are not on the up and up, and it could be a way that you're taking advantage of.
Yeah, the U.S. Postal Service announced that they are going to be hiring 10,000 new employees. Wow, that's great. So you're saying to yourself, man, I'd love to get a job with the Postal Service, you know, working for them, good benefits. You know, you're going to get a steady paycheck. Well, there's a lot of scammers out there now who are posting things on the web saying, we can give you some advice. We can send you a kit on how to help you get that job with the Postal Service. There's an exam that you have to take, so we can give you some information on how to do better on the exam. Anyway, bottom line here is all of these things that these people give, either number one, are available free on the internet, or number two, aren't going to do a thing for you, or number three, are never going to show up. So if you want to try and apply for one of those jobs, just go directly to the U.S. Postal Service. If you see something out there on the web that says they can help you or what have you, and it's free, okay, go ahead and get it. But don't pay anybody for anything like that. It's really not going to help you. We've just seen a lot of people, you know, lose 40, 50 bucks trying to get these kits and these learning materials, aids and things like that. They're going to help them with the exam that the U.S. Postal Service has everybody take, and they really aren't going to do anything for you. So just go to the post office, apply for the job, take your chances, you know, hope you get one of the 10,000 jobs, but don't spend any money doing it.
The main thing is to remember that the Postal Service pretty much provides you for free everything you need to know about actually applying for the job.
Yep, it's all out there for free.
You're and right. 9 out of 10, and if you get taken advantage of by one of these things, then they probably don't want you anyway. So
that's the first test, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. If you fall for this thing, you lose 50 bucks. Well, then okay, thanks for trying, but probably not.
But at least you could report it to the Postal Service as postal fraud, I guess. So
I guess
that would be one thing.
BBB of Central Indiana, you guys have a pretty good website, and that's where they can find Scam Tracker, and folks can report businesses they may have problems with or check up on businesses they'd like to do business with.
Absolutely. Go to BBB.org. It's all free to the public. You can check out trustworthy businesses. We have over 20,000 businesses in our database in Central Indiana and over 3,800 accredited businesses. Go to BBB.org or ScamTracker.org, all free to the public.
And, of course, if you have a business and would like to work with you guys, they can contact you and see about becoming an accredited business too, right?
Oh, absolutely. If you go to BBB.org, you can see a box up at the top where it says how to become accredited. We would love to have good, trustworthy businesses accredited. It's a fairly simple process. It just takes a couple of weeks to do. Like I say, we have over 3,800 accredited businesses. So if you're interested in that, go to our website, bbb.org.
All right, Tim Maniscalco with the Better Business Bureau of Indiana. We appreciate you spending some time with us today. And if you missed any part of today's program, don't forget, head to our website, because we do have a podcast of this program on there that you can actually listen to it back or download it and listen to it later. That's it for this week. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.